his role in Half Baked, iconic. You know, you ever suck dick for weed? Have not.
Y'all gotta get it together. I'm getting better and better. Cause once I get started, it ain't no stopping stacking this broccoli cheddar.
Welcome to Out of Pocket Live. On Out of Pocket Live tonight, we will be discussing: does John Morant deserve to be the MVP? We're always roasting Zach. Who won the Trez KCP fight? Will the Nets pay the fine to let Kyrie play unvaccinated? And is weed our last hope versus COVID? Also, is Devin Booker being extra? I kind of think he is. We'll let the chat decide. And the price of being Drake famous and more. We'll be sending out some Buckets merch to our favorite commenter of the night. Be sure to subscribe to Buckets for another chance to win some merch. We randomly pick people from that list all the time. Joe, off the top, I want to start off, you know, kind of a tough note, but I want to make sure to shout out to Bob Saget, who played kind of every sort of role possible. I mean, obviously loved him in Full House, was amazing as the host of America's Funniest Home Videos, was amazing as the voice of How I Met Your Mother. I absolutely loved Dirty Work, a movie that he directed and worked on with Norm MacDonald, one of my favorite movies growing up. And I
Was Emilio and Charlie Sheen?
No. Dirty Work was Norm MacDonald and Artie Lang. And it was they would try and destroy other people's businesses doing pranks and shit like that. Great movie and an absolute legend. So that's all I got. Did you ever have the chance to work with him, Joe?
No, I did not work with Bob Saget. I feel like he pulled up to Madison's back in the day in the UCLA heyday. We had a bunch of legends come through there. Woody Harrelson, all types of random human beings to perv on college chicks. But Bob Saget, honorary crip. Woody Harrelson would be like in the fucking apartment area, you know, on Lanphier and shit, turning up with legends like Mike Faye and Matt McKinney, you know, for those who know back in the day. We used to really hold it down. Police helicopters, you know. Great Halloweens, for those who remember.
Absolutely.
Arrests, you know, hemmed up by police officers, first name basis. Shout out to Officer Dwight Ward, the living legend. Dave Barron's another legend. Officer Stansberry. Zach, when you get into enough trouble, you still you know every officer's name. But Bob Saget, honorary crip, great dude. You know, I was definitely saddened to hear it. You know, I think we all grew up with Full House, Danny Tanner. I didn't realize, you know, and I've seen the fucking open for that show a million times, that John Stamos was actually the star of the show just because of his impact. But, you know, the Olsen twins, great crew. Lori Loughlin, former convict Lori Loughlin in the building as well. So great crew. Kimmy, the next door neighbor. But definitely tragic, you know, just to hear that. And obviously his role in Half Baked, iconic. You know, you ever suck dick for weed? Have not. Never done it.
I mean, absolute legend. All right. Got a lot. Basketball and beef. Let's start here. The new darling of the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies, won their 10th game in a row last night versus the Warriors. Memphis is first in rebounds, blocks, steals, win percentage, and defensive rating since Thanksgiving. And this is all because Ja Morant is playing out of his mind right now. Does Ja deserve to be in the MVP conversation? Josiah, let's start with you.
Zach, I mean, do we have – hold on.
We'll go to the chat at some point. I want to hear the chat's thoughts on this, but go ahead.
In the words of Mike Tomlin, we do not care. We do not care. We do not care. Lakers all day. Lakers and six. Now, shout out to Ja. Obviously, he had the knee sprain early in the season. Missed some significant time. Shout out to former Wave, intern, employee, whatever, Molly Morrison, getting all the good courtside action, getting her content stolen by other bigger sites. It's a tradition like no other. And shout out to the fan post game, who was rubbing all on him, trying to dip up as he was trying to, you know, give some love to his family. It's a little weird, a little creepy. And shout out to the Memphis Grizzlies social media team. After Ja had the shenanigans with the guy in the Steph jersey, now giving fans tickets and jerseys. But that should let you know that the Grizzlies fandom ain't where it needs to be if you're offering two free tickets and jerseys to kids under 12 years old. But Ja's out here getting it. I respect the predator braids and all that good stuff going on. And it's hard, you know, people have talked about this on social. It's hard to respect Memphis, obviously, because what's been in years past. and just kind of how we look at them. We look at them as like the little kid brother we just beat up all the time. But now that kid brother is juiced up, been benching, hitting the 10 times 10, got the biceps, and is really just serving full. So, you know, I think if they meet the Lakers in the playoffs, I can see if Ja plays at the highest level, at his MVP level, Zach, they could lose to the Lakers in six. I see that can go, they can go six games for sure.
I'll start with this because I saw Henkel had a great question here. I'll come back to it. Right. They pieced up the Warriors in the playoffs. They're still continuing to do it.
We forgot about that. Beautiful moment. Counts.
Very beautiful moment. Is mine coming in and out? Oh shit. All right. Well, give me, it should be better now. Man, I think they're going to be a problem in the playoffs. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. I think for first round, they're a scary matchup. Second round, if you're one of the teams that are planning to go deep, I'm just not sure they're going to do it over seven games against you. That being said, they seem, I don't know. They seem good, and I'm happy they're doing it right now, but I'm like, prove it to me in the playoffs. They proved it last year already, and I think this team's so much better than last year's, but we'll see. Here, give me one.
We've seen them bust the Lakers monkey's ass repeatedly, Zach. And I think the Lakers have held leads in those games early on, but you're just watching, and as Lakers fans, you know that it's going to turn for the worse. So, John, that crew, I think it's going to be really, they're gonna be really tough to deal with. Obviously, they already busted Steph's ass like the Lakers did last year as well. We all remember LeBron dotting Steph's eye and taking back that, you know, evening up the series.
That crown. Nick dropped in here and said, say something mean about West Hollywood. And I just want to say that area of LA, from a restaurant to like going out part, from a restaurant to going out part, we're going to phrase this very carefully, is just very overhyped, overpriced, not good. Don't go there. Just don't go out over there. It's a great way to fumble your bag and lose all your money, be it at Greystone Manor, Hyde. Any of those restaurants are kind of bullshit. Shout out to Craig's, though, because I love the free plug over there. But everything else, fuck all that. So,
fuck Craig. I used to go to Merrick's Tex-Mex back in the day. Was delicious. Yeah. Great apple pie. But yeah, you know, that whole area. There was a little, there's like the Mexican restaurant in the little fucking mini ball. If you ever want the squirts, you can go there too. Some decent spots.
It's very expensive over there, so never go on dates over there, and really try not to go out in the like the deep West Hollywood part because it's very expensive. All right,
Zach, heard your fan of Motherlode.
What's that? Where's that?
Zach, don't play. You know where it's at. You know the location.
All right. Does Ja Morant deserve to be in the MVP conversation? Ja's numbers over the last 10 games. Can we get those up? I think Greg threw those up real quick. But let's see. Against the Warriors, 29 points. He had an okay game against the Lakers. He's cooking. I just don't think he should be the MVP. If we're being honest, it should be Giannis. Giannis should have the MVP any year that he wants it. We were talking about that today. But I think in year three, John made this point. In year three, Ja is what we had hoped Westbrook would be and didn't quite become. I love Westbrook's game, but there's a certain level of polish. And then, like, Ja as an athlete is even more athletic than Russ was, I think. I mean, just dude, that block he had in the Lakers game, it seems like he still could have jumped higher if he wanted. So,
how many MVPs does Ja got?
Not zero so far.
Okay. Does Westbrook have any?
He does.
So then what are we talking about, ladies and gentlemen?
Very fair.
Let Russ get in his groove, okay? It's the pandemic. There's things going on. It's a new ball. It's a lot of shit he's dealing with. The man's averaged 4 triple-doubles in his career to the point now where casuals who've never played basketball act like triple-doubles aren't a big deal. So once y'all get to that level, and we got to – if you look at that 10-game stretch, zero against the Clippers. I know he didn't play, but we're counting it. You can't duck the Clippers fade to go face the Lakers. Counting it. We're giving him the Draymond when Clay came back. No, it counts. Your stats.
I just briefly want to say Clippers fans have to be down so bad right now. Like, I had a Clippers fan talking shit to me, and I was like, what are you talking shit to me for? Your two best players are not playing right now. You gave up so much for PG, and he might be done for the year. We hope he's not. But man, Clippers fans have to be down very, very bad. I will say with Ja, I loved him mean mugging the child. Like that mean mugging kids at the Warriors game. I'm like, that's great.
But when you see somebody like Ja with like the cool, like the cuts in the eyebrow and then like the janky hairdo, it's not menacing. You need to put on like 18 more pounds. It's just not a menacing meme. If I'm a child, I'm just laughing.
I mean, they're like all trying to get the high five. So yeah, 100%. All right. This is one that I'm very curious of what you got to say. So Devin Booker was snitching on the Raptors mascot for doing mascot things. Is Devin tripping or was the mascot wilding? What's your thoughts?
Devin Booker in Toronto, paying homage to another light-skinned gentleman by the name of Drake. They're just light-skinned tendencies, Zach. Empty arena. You got Barney the Raptor trying to fucking distract him. He sends him over to the boonies areas. After the game, he laughed and said, no, they're buddies and whatever. But you got to imagine, like, dudes used to playing in packed-ass arenas. So when it's empty like that and you can see everything that's going on, that had to fuck with his mental. But definite light-skinned, you know, he set back light-skinned at least 3 years with that move. We'll need to recover. We need at least two more Drake albums that aren't trash. So we'll see if that happens. And in honor of Drake, you know, pouring hot sauce in the con. I don't know if you saw that, Zach. But
we'll save that for the end because I would love to go over that. You know, he obviously, Devin, complained about getting doubled in pickup. I think there's a little CP in him where he doesn't like things that bother him and bullshit. He's just like, that's annoying. Stop. Don't do that. And I respect that. But
this is trapping and pickup.
Yeah. This is such an odd one because it's like people do such weirdo shit to you every night. But I get it. I guess it sort of gets flooded out with there being thousands and thousands of people in the arena. But it's the mascot, dude. Like, he's the only one there. If he's just sitting there, he's going to get yelled at by his bosses. Everyone has a boss. Everyone always is going to get yelled at for not doing their jobs. So, like, he had to do it. I feel for the mascot, honestly.
Zach, the Kardashian cuckoo Karoo makes people emotional. It makes once you get that Kardashian cuckoo, it makes you emotional. Cuckoo, the greatest restaurant in LA history. Delicious mac and cheese.
They're gone.
Nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found.
That was such a bro. I forgot about that restaurant. There used to be one kind of like on the El Segundo border.
Ooh.
Favorite place to go pick up after football practice. Full chicken dinner. The mac and cheese was amazing. The mashed potatoes were very good.
There was one in Westwood. There's one in Westwood, but now it's a Del Taco, so can't be mad at that.
Fair enough.
But no drive-through. It's not a drive-through. Bro, you got to walk into the window.
There's no drive-through. All right, elsewhere, Trez and KCP got into a fight during halftime. This is reported by Shams. I'm happy for this Wizards team, but like this team isn't doing shit. Like, tell me all about how good Kuz is playing. I'm very happy for him. And he'd probably be doing that for the Lakers if he was given that opportunity. The problem is he plays the same position as LeBron, Raymond James, and he's never going to get that much free run to do that stuff. So please miss me with that. But I want to know, who do you think won the fight?
Zach, I think the hilarious thing about all of this, obviously Shams reporting. Yeah. You got two gentlemen. Who are they rep by? So who dropped the dime? It's the clutch special. Clutch diverting away from Ben Simmons. Beautiful. This is beautiful pandering. Who doesn't fight in the locker room? Like, they threw blows and neither of them connected. Like, typical basketball player shit. And you know they play for the Wizards, so salute on that Westbrook trade. We don't need that.
Yeah,
KCP was on house arrest, right? He can't be doing shit like this. That gotta violate the rule.
I think my money's on Trez. I think, but it's a closer fight. Like, let's not overlook KCP will get in there.
KCP was on house arrest. Don't be fooled by Trez's pretty muscles. Those shits aren't functional. You're dealing with a fucking convicted felon, a man who literally had an ankle brace on. Think about that. Yeah. He's like Jake Shuttlesworth.
That was one of my favorites. Was in the Photoshop of him wearing the ankle braces that went around, and it was like, bro, it's that's real. Not a real picture.
It's real to me, damn it. It's real to me.
I spent a whole day trying to find the original picture just because I was so like, this can't be real. Found it, proved it. Very proud of myself. Trez, kind of an odd guy. Wore this mask to the arena. It's sort of like a, not Daft Punk, but it's one of those LED ones, and it just says "I'm back." I don't really know. He just is kind of an odd guy. Like, the jewelry was always weird. He had like a hologram necklace, I thought was super weird. So I'm happy for you, Trez. Live your best life. You know, be as weird as you'd like.
I think the problem with that mask, I mean, if you look at Trez, if you had to guess whether his breath was sweet smelling or it smelled shitty, I mean, let's be honest, it's probably not good smelling breath. So he's wearing the mask and he's inhaling his own breath. That can't be good for his nervous system, his lungs. But as a person who doesn't like wearing masks and my breath is hot, like, you can tell that breath is not A1.
100%. 100%. All right, this is in the New York Daily News. Stephen Bondi of the New York Daily News found Thursday a loophole in the executive order that mandated New York players get vaccinated. There's a fine for breaking this rule, which caps out at $5,000, which is nothing to a Nets owner or player. If you were the Nets, Joe, would you go ahead and pay the fine to get Kyrie back to full time?
I mean, if I was the Nets, I would slap the shit out of the owner for not paying that shit to begin with. What are we talking 100%. About here? You guys wanted to put him on Chilligan's Island. Look, let's be real. Kyrie's a little out there, but we respect him. He does a lot of good for the community. But, I would have paid that shit to begin with. Obviously, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I think I read that if you make it through the playoffs into the finals as a team, you get $3.3 million as a bonus. So per player, it's like $220,000. It's gone up since then. What is that? What is that? Like $100 out of that, or $500 per player chipped in? Boom, fine, paid, done. Get him back. I mean, like, what are we doing? Also, like, they waited it out. Like, they waited out the time of people being mad. It's over. He can just play now. I think that's the moral of all of this. All right, what else do we got? After the game, here we go. Kevin Durant said, "Let me die on the court." Is there a basketball player that has loved playing basketball more than Kevin Durant, Joe?
Damn, Zach, I was going to say some shit, but it probably got me fired, so I can't do it. Got to have respect for those who aren't here, but, you know, KD wouldn't be the first, let's just say that.
Oh, my. Yeah, I agree. I mean, well, like.
I interviewed KD back in 2011. You know, I asked him literally, like, you know, why do you love basketball? And his face just lit up. And it was literally kind of weird. Damn, bro, you really do love this shit like no other. Like, it's your main boo. But, you know, guy loves hooping. And, you know, when he hurt his ruptured his Achilles a couple years ago, it was definitely like, you know, you feel that because you know how much he loves hoop and wants to get back. But to see him come back better, it's a little disappointing. And, you know, it was, I mean, for Lakers fans and people of that nature. But,
oh, yeah.
More power to KD. Go get buckets.
100%. Probably could have made the finals. Those giant feet kept him out. I don't think there's a guy in the league that loves basketball more than him. I think that's always kind of been clear. And I think that's probably where a lot of the, like, frustration he has when guys ask him dumb questions comes from. Cause he's like, motherfucker, can you like either ask me like an intelligent hoops question or can I leave? Cause I have other shit I would like to do than talk to you musty people in the audience here. So, respect to KD.
One of those things he would like to do is not put lotion on his ankles.
Oh my God. Oh, he just cannot help himself, man. I want to ask you, Joe, what was the best job you ever had outside of this current job that we have? Of course. Best job.
Outside of this current job, Zach?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me think about it.
I got mine. I hated being a manager. Like, I hated being a manager, but it was like really fun. And like it was annoying, but like at the end of the day, that was a fun job. I got to like.
They pay you though? What did they pay you with?
Dog shit. No money. $0.
But there was $0. Did you ever rob Herb same day? Did you ever go in the coach's office and grab $100 bill out of his wallet, Zach?
I wouldn't do that, but like, you know how people were like Joe, you know how people were like shocked to hear that like Postmates drivers were taking a fistful of fries before they delivered your food? I was doing that years before. I had a car, so they make me go do all the food pickups. Yeah, I'd assemble a little side plate of people's like little bit of food that wasn't there. Of course. Of course. This
is a question for you. You're going to do this pickup, right? Does Herb give you the bread, and does he give you the exact amount, or does he give you a little bit of stuff in your pocket too, or is he one of those type of assholes that asks for his change back?
No, first of all, they would use a credit card and call it in ahead of time, so there would be no exchange of money. They were way too wise to that. Second of all,
credit card?
The Dobo, director of basketball operations. Okay. Secondly, we would have Herb was the cheapest motherfucker you have ever met. Like, man is making 1.1 to 1.3 mil a year and is like, hey, like we'd have pizzas delivered sometimes for like a coaching thing. And he'd turn to you and be like, hey, you got it. And it's like, no, motherfucker. Like, they're all here to listen to you. They all paid you. No, you have it. And I'm like, Scott Paris said that to him once. No, motherfucker, this is your thing. And walked away. Scott Paris, a legend. So. All right, living my best life. Ben Simmons living his best life away from the basketball court. It looks like Ben Simmons recently got engaged over the Christmas break. Is this the only good decision he's made this season? Yeah.
Zach, as you know, I'm married. I have a family. I don't comment on other men and their booze, so you got this one.
I am not married, and I'll say great decision, Ben Simmons. That's a very big ring. I love that comment. That's a big ring for a man with no job at the moment. He's, I believe, been fined several million. We'll do that. We tell that story another time.
Have you ever crop dusted Herb Sendex me when you were tucking him into bed accidentally? I saw Ben Howland naked one time and traumatized me for life. He literally opened the coach's locker room, ass naked, dripping wet, and demanded I go get him a towel. I wanted to vomit.
One time at practice. He was super mad because guys weren't hitting like the pump fake and doing the drive during the drill. So he stops. He's like, you gotta get him in the air. And he's like pump faking. And he pump fakes too hard and farted in front of the whole team. And that was tough.
No coming back from that. There's no coming back from that.
Oh, it was a wrap. There's so many hurts. So we'll save them for another show. We get closer to March Madness. Good for you, Ben. I'm glad there's some stability in your life. You know, because the Kendall Jenner stuff's got to be annoying for him to read about. A very famous boo, I get it. So, and he's found a very, very wonderful woman. So good for you, Ben. I can't wait till you're on the Lakers. That's happening, Joe. I've already decided they're going to trade Russell Westbrook and Talon. We're getting Ben Simmons.
No, you know where he's going. Our life's over. You know what's happening.
You think he's going to Golden State?
Zach, you know what's happening. Okay, it's over. Why? Because God's an asshole. That's the main reason. God just chooses to fucking punish us all. Clay coming back looking amazing. It's over. They're going to get Ben. They're going to pick up somebody, you know, in the free agent market. Maybe J.R. Smith, somebody like that. Somebody just to insult us all. Pierce, just to thwart LeBron. Paul Pierce and Draymond dapping up.
If it was Paul Pierce, that would be disgusting. That highlight that was going around of all of the times LeBron cooked Paul Pierce, so that was whoever decided to do that, super unnecessary, but fucking amazing.
Supreme editing.
Wonderful editing. All right, J.R. Smith.
MKE Hoops is here. The show has officially started.
Fuck yeah. MKE, there's a rewind feature on YouTube, so you can go back to that at the end, catch what you missed. J.R. Smith, very profound question that he put out here. Who the hell put letters in math and why? I don't think I've used any algebra since graduating high school or college, really. I mean, I guess I did some in college, but it's like more percentages and that shit is more what you're trying to learn. Also, like, how about you teach me how to finesse my taxes instead of do algebra? I haven't had to solve for why in fucking 20 years. And, taxes are still a fucking anomaly to me, you know?
I had the last time I took math, I think, was high school at Montclair Prep. Rest in peace. And the rule that the math teacher had was that you could go to the bathroom and you could stay as long as you wanted, but you only can go one at a time. So I would literally leave for a good 25 to 30 minutes, go hang out in the gym, go walk around, go fuck with other people's classes. And I, for somehow, some way, passed out of math and didn't have to take any math at UCLA, which I still don't understand to this day. I don't know how SAT chose. I'm a low-key genius, but Yeah, all that AWEC, cosine, whatever. But once you got those TI-81s, if you weren't making a cheat sheet on that, there was no reason to have that, playing Drug Wars, whatever, all the other good shit going on in those days.
Yeah.
But you said to become elaborate at cheating.
I remember when people fucking figured out how to install Tetris on the calculators, it was over. Because, like, you could play games on your phone, but they were real strict on that, having the phones out. So, oh my God.
Shout out to Hank.
Yeah.
So if people don't know, so my high school was the ultimate finesse. They would bring in foreign exchange students, talking about kids from China, Japan. These kids, there was like all these car dealers like right down the street on Roscoe in Van Nuys. And kids would have like 40 grand cash, go buy a Lexus, literally in the heart of Van Nuys, like just the hood. But like they put them in these shittiest apartments you could imagine, but like the brochure looked so flossy and it was like, ooh, come to LA and you get to get all this shit. And then the kids would get to the school and realize they were just in the pits of hell. Like, and it was the funniest shit to see.
Some might say that's not so different from the University of Southern California. The brochure looks very nice, but you walk too far off that campus. All right, elsewhere, cannabis might be.
I'm like, just get through this. Hey, cannabis... going to channels back in the day, Zach almost died a few times trying to make excursion to SC, and I'm not proud of it.
Dude.
Once you get off it's like going to like Cabo or any of those. Like, once you get off like the main thoroughfare, it's like, what the fuck is going on?
You're very quick, like, oh, I've gone too far. Goddamn. All right. This is in Sheesh Watch. We don't have the audio right now. I'm going to talk
about it. It doesn't work without a human being sheeshing in the background.
Oh, we got him on the audio. John just tapped in for that. That's great. it's so sad. It's so sad without the audience. I appreciate you guys, though. All right. When we talk about weed, we talk about how it helps relax us, think deeper, enjoy food, enjoy life. The importance of the herb is that it may be our last hope versus COVID. According to a lab study, cannabis compounds prevent the virus that causes COVID from penetrating healthy human cells. How wonderful is this news?
Zach, I mean, haven't you caught the row?
I'm a loser.
Two hits of the blunt in the garage. That's all I can give you nowadays. That family life.
Yeah.
But you defeated it, and that's the most important thing. You gave it a triple-double, like Magic gave HIV.
I'll be honest, though. I was smoking way less when I caught it. So maybe there's something there. And my friend Taylor, I smoked every day, but he finally got it. And again, it was because he took a break. But or it's the Omicron, just is way more contagious. But yeah, I love smoking weed. I'll be honest, it's like way harder to smoke after having had it. So don't get COVID and go get vaccinated and keep smoking. What else? Oh, the last thing I wanted to talk about, the Drake special. Joe, I have some like famous-ish friends and none of them are like Drake famous. I just couldn't imagine having to do this shit. Like, this is your life that you have to like keep like Frank's Red Hot in the nightstand.
Zach, this is the question that we need to know. Yeah. What flavor hot sauce was it? Was it Cholula? Was it Frank's? Was it Tabasco? Del Inferno? Like, if you wasted a Del Inferno packet, no, Drake, save that for the chicken soft taco, chief. Do not waste that packet of hot sauce, that delicious goodness. But if it was like Tabasco, yeah, have at it. Just pour the whole thing in. But I just more the visual of how it goes down, how the alleged IG model had to find out that it was hot sauce. I'm just thinking, like, how do you angle yourself to get that going on? Is there, like, if you don't have, like, turkey base or something like that handy, how did this happen? There's so many questions I have that I need answered. I want to ask Drake. I got to ask Drake. Yeah. Like, what kind of hot sauce was it, my G?
I was like, why doesn't he just throw it in the toilet and flush it? My friend was like, that's bad for the environment. I was like, okay.
That's fair.
If everyone did that, yeah, it's bad for the environment, but I think we can the infrastructure can take a couple hundred from Drake a year, and that's it. Like, you know, I don't know, man. I also like the idea that it was like a Taco Bell hot sauce packet, like a fire packet.
And that's not really fucking a fire packet, so that's fine. That's fine. There's always way too many extras.
I love it. absolute legend. The memes from this were amazing. What do you think the odds are that this was true?
I don't know, Zach. I'm going to go ahead and say that this sounds like something, as a light-skinned individual, this sounds like something Drake would do. But if it's hotel, here's the problem. It's those, like, little Tabasco ones that they bring on, like, the room service. So it's, I don't know if it's enough of a dose, you know, and if you want your kid coming out looking like a hot Cheeto. I just don't know
God. Good Lord. All right. I appreciate everyone tapping in with us. This is a very fun one tonight. We will be back, I believe, next week. And I appreciate you guys tapping in. Joe, you got anything you want to sign off with?
No, I just appreciate you guys. And see you next week, hopefully.
Adios.